What is up, everybody? It's Lucas, MGM Marketabilities. Welcome back. I don't even know what episode we're on. 163, I think. Crazy. I can't believe we've done so many episodes, and I'm really happy that I get to actually give you a whole nother episode. It's great that we can just, there's just so many things about marketing, personal development, success, business. It's pretty much a never-ending topic, and I don't think we'll ever get tired of it. I don't think we ever will. Anyways, today's video is on how you can add a personal touch to your customers. I think a lot of days now, a lot of companies make people feel like they're just another number. They're not really that important. And so there are just little things that you can do that can really help add that personal touch, make it almost feel like you're thinking about your customer, and maybe it's more on autopilot. Maybe you are thinking about your customer. You know, anyways, number one, personalized communication. So if you guys have like automated emails, text messages, it's so easy now to set it up to where whenever they receive the email, it says, hey, their name. And whenever they see that, they're like, oh, this is for me. This isn't for anybody else. This is for me. It's pretty cool, even though you just sent a mass email. But it's just little things like that where it's like, you know, people like being called their name. They don't like being called, hey, you, or all of you, or no, they want to be called by their name. It feels like you're important. It feels like you're a part of the circle, the inner circle, whatever that is. Number two, this one, actually, I was told something similar a long time ago. So it is, number two is handwritten notes and thank you cards. So, but here, let me tell you a story real quick. So I was in college. I was going to community college, and I had to take a business class. And we had to go interview a successful business owner. So I interviewed a guy I knew who owned a successful lawn care company. And actually, he recently just passed away. It's really, really sad. But I interviewed him, and I said, what do you think the most important thing about your business is? Like, what's the most important thing that you do? What's like the number one advice that you'd give someone? And all he said was, make sure when you're done to tell the customer, thank you for trusting them, for trusting him. Thank you for their business. He's like, people just don't do that anymore. They don't actually go out of their way and say, hey, thank you for working with us. Thank you for trusting us to do this job or that job or whatever I've done for you. It goes a long way because ultimately it's an exchange, right? Like that's what business is they give you money or something and you do the service or the product, you give them a product. And it just goes a long way to remind them that like they were a part of that exchange. Like it wouldn't have happened without them. So thank you, you know, thank you for existing as a customer. It's actually a really, really big deal. Number three is customized offers and recommendations. So if you, I think there's a lot of people, if you sell a lot of products or like a one-time off product, or, you know, three or four different products, if you have people who have bought all of your products and you're about to come up with something new, it can be really special for that person to receive a personalized offer because it's like, hey, you know, you've bought every single thing that I've come out with. Here's a personal offer that I'm not going to offer anybody else. I'm only offering people who have bought these things, who have gone out of their way to support me. And maybe it's a huge discount or they get all this free stuff or extra, or they get one-on-one time with you or something. It can be anything. Like just make it personable for the people who have like, you know, gone out of their way, you know, to actually work with you. Number four is the follow-up. So there's a lot of times, especially now, especially when we're buying things online, there is no follow-up. And if the follow-up, if it is, it's, you can tell it's an automated follow-up where it's like, what did you think of your purchase? Leave us 4 or 5 stars or whatever. No. I want you to actually like follow it up. And what's actually cool, there are apps out there right now. This is something that you can, it's really, really cool what you can do is if you sell like a digital product online or something online where, it can actually automate you. It can send you a message or an email and be like, hey, this person just bought your product. And what you can do is with this app, you can directly record a video from your phone, and then it will automatically email them that video. So you can literally pull up your phone after they've bought your product and be like, hey, thank you, Greg, so much for buying the product. I can't wait for you to use it. I can't wait to see how you're going to implement it or use it for this or that or whatever. And they give you giving them a personalized video. And it's all automated. So like you can just do it from your phone, you know, record a quick 30-second video, and they're going to feel freaking special because it's like, wait, the owner or this person, big part of the company just went way out of their way to send me a video. Me, just the guy who just bought the product. I didn't do anything else. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. The follow-up is a big deal. And just making sure people are happy. Be like, hey, did you get into it okay? Is it working out okay? Is it working like how you hoped? Do you have any questions? And just reminding them that they can reach out, you know, to support, you know, for help. All right, and the last one, number five. And this one is definitely overlooked. But celebrate your customer milestones. So if you can get any information from them on their birthdays and their anniversaries, or, you know, anything, like if they opened up a new store or whatever, like whatever their milestones are, if you can go out of your way to celebrate those, they're going to be constantly reminded that you showed up for them, not them showing up for you. And that's going to play a huge part in getting, you know, retainer business, because they're going to remember that whenever they need something of what that you provide, they're going to remember when you showed up. And that's super cool, super easy to do. And yeah, so these five things. So I'm going to go back over them real quick. So personalized communication, your emails, your text messages, your automated text, but make sure you're using their name and not, hey, you. Number two, handwritten notes or thank you cards. Don't forget to say thank you. Don't forget to say thank you to all your customers, because they're the reason that you're doing this. So you need to thank them. Customize offers and recommendations. So, you know, get to know your customer and customize. You can make custom offers for people that are more likely going to buy, and then they're going to like that you made those offers because it's going to be customized to them. It's, yeah. And then follow up, always follow up after the purchase, make sure everything is good. If there's anything you can do to help, anything you can further up. I mean, you never know if you follow up and be like, hey, I loved all this, I want more. And then boom, you got another sale. You got more work. It's the follow-up can be a huge deal when after the sale. And then of course, last but not least, celebrate milestones. If they, you know, their birthdays, anniversaries, whatever. Do these five things, and I will tell you that you will have retaining customers probably for a lifetime, because even if you're not even the best, like someone's offering a better product or service, they may still go with you because they feel that personal touch, and that personal touch can go such a long way, and it's so simple to do. So make that personal touch, make the sale. Ooh, that was pretty good. Maybe I should write a book about that. I'm scared. No, I'm not going to do that. Anyways, if you guys like this episode, please like, subscribe. We would absolutely love to hear from you guys. So if you guys are watching on YouTube, leave a comment down below, and we will see you next week.